Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
Born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. If you know anything about the Buckeye State, especially being in Columbus, you're going to grow up a Ohio State fan. And that was my first introduction to football. There's nothing like game day in Columbus. You had Cleveland to the north, and you had the Cincinnati to the south. So you started watching Ohio State on Saturday. You start watching the NFL on Sunday and Monday nights, and that's where I sort of gravitated to just everything about football. But I never really chose a side. You know, we got a lot of the Bengal games and the Brown games at 1 o'clock. My two brothers were actually Steelers and Cowboy fans, as you can see which era I grew up in. So it wasn't until when I turned about 11 years old in 1981 that I started watching the San Francisco 49ers. I'd get them at 4 o'clock or on Monday night, and it all sort of came to a head in that championship game. My older brother was a Cowboys fan, so I chose the Niners, and obviously when Montana to Clark happened in the catch, I sort of just cheered, maybe just as much to my older brother, but as much for myself to like, hey, this is my team, this is a moment. And that was the first NFL moment that sort of grabbed me, and it was Joe Montana all the way. Ever since then, I've been a Niner fan.
Meet Chris Willis. Like you, he's a 49er faithful. And like you, he loves the team and its history. He's just a normal guy from the Midwest. Oh, except one small difference. He's also the head of the research library at NFL Films in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, which basically means he's a walking encyclopedia of football knowledge, a vault of sorts of the game's rich history, which dates back to 1869. But before we can understand what Chris does on a daily basis for NFL Films, we have to continue along the path that this humble Midwesterner took to make his way to the big leagues. So where were we? Ah, yeah. Joe Montana all the way.
Joe Montana all the way. He was obviously my favorite player. The 81 team and then obviously the 84 team that went 15-1, and I was watching him against the Miami Dolphins. So that's when I started playing in high school. And then in 1985, they got Jerry Rice. And I was a receiver in high school. Jerry Rice was my second favorite player. You know, he had Montana to Rice. So the love even more for the Niners developed, you know, as I was playing, watching more, understanding the game more, and it just took off from there.
Jerry Rice! Oh, what a catch by Rice! Touchdown, 49ers!
My freshman year was 1984, so it was before Rice got there. So I chose 83 and wore that pretty much through high school. And that's one of my sort of most frustrating moments is when I eventually went to college and was able to play. I was a freshman. There was a sophomore who had number 80. I wanted number 80. I was like, oh, I want to be Jerry Rice. So for my first 3 years, he wore number 80, and I had to wear number 83. So it was definitely frustrating when I didn't get to wear my favorite player's number.
Although Chris wasn't able to emulate one of his idols, he was carving out a career path that would take him to the NFL after all. A fan of history with a passion for the game, Chris Willis's calling was to be a part of the sport he so dearly loved. So he looked in the most obvious of places, his own backyard.
Approaching my senior year in college, I started looking at graduate programs, and I actually found that Ohio State had sports history as a graduate major. That sounds pretty interesting, so I applied and was able to get into the graduate program there at Ohio State.
patience and fortitude, as it often does, paid off for Chris. While at Ohio State, he beckoned every NFL team, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and, of course, NFL Films to give him a shot as an intern. After 2 years of writing letters, his search would end with a trip east to the Hollywood of sports. An establishment that has created as many fans of the NFL as the game itself, NFL Films has been known for their unique approach to portraying the sport. They would now add one more employee to join in that crusade. And Chris's skill set fit perfectly into the NFL Films mold.
Just his overall knowledge of the game of football from an historical standpoint is unparalleled. He's an avid reader. He loves to read about the game. He loves to just look at the game from an historical perspective. And in all honesty, I'm not sure there's another person quite like him out there in this country.
Over the 20 years, my main job is running a research library for the producers. So anytime one of our producers gets an assignment, say they're doing on a Football Life on Jerry Rice, they can come into our library, they can find what we have on tape, they can find what's on print. We sort of just build whatever they need for their project and get them started.
From my perspective, what makes Chris so great is he knows where everything is in the building. You know, I've been here a long time. In fact, I'm going into my 37th season here at NFL Films. But even for someone like myself, I don't know where everything is. And I can just walk to Chris's office, and I'm sure many other producers feel this way, and you just say to Chris, you know, okay, I need 1976 highlight or whatever it may be. And he knows where this stuff is in a second. And it's just absolutely remarkable. But he's just an amazing resource because he knows literally where everything exists in our building. Everybody who works here, for the most part, particularly in the production department, and Chris is really in a liaison with the production department, they're fans, first and foremost. That's why you want to be at NFL Films, because you want to be around NFL football. And Chris, we know what his two passions are, the 49ers for the NFL and Ohio State.
Best thing in my world is if you have an Ohio State player on the 49er team. So 2 years ago, you know, when you're watching a draft and you see Carlos Hyde being drafted by the 49ers, it gets the heartbeat, you know, a little bit faster, and you get a little excited that, you know what, he's going to go from scarlet and gray to, you know, golden red. And
run again to Hyde. Nice cutback, right hash, breaks tackles to the middle of the field, 50. Hyde outside the right hash mark, drives it down inside the 45 of the Rams.
Second and goal from the 11. Dabbert on the shotgun, gives it to Hyde, picks up the middle, and Hyde runs right up the left hash for the 49er touchdown. Not so tough, huh?
There's nothing better than that.
Chris, like so many people here at Films, just really good people. So easy to talk to, so willing to sit down and talk and share knowledge. He's just a remarkable asset, and he really epitomizes that.
Don't go away. Because when we return, take a stroll through the halls of NFL Films. And later, Chris Willis's faithfulness is shared in the next chapter of his career. Do you have your own incredible faithful story to tell? Or do you know someone who truly is a faithful? Let us know about it. Email 49ers Studios at fns@49ers.com and share it with the world.
Would you like me to do my song? Well, I'm a faithful 49er, 49er do or die. A team as great as the Golden Gate plays in the city we love. We never give in to a loss, friend. We never give in to a foe. 49er victory, 49er fever. I am a 49er fan. My name is Manny, and I've been faithful since 47. Go Niners!
Working for NFL Films has definitely been a blessing. I've been here 20 years. Most individuals that are passionate about football and they want to work for NFL Films start out as fans. You just don't lose that, you know, because you work in NFL Films. Now, we're professional, we're impartial, but you start out as a fan. That's the reason why you kind of want to work in NFL Films and you want to be around the game. If you love football, NFL Films will presented in the way I think most fans want to see it, you know, with passion, with heart, emotion. All of that is tied into what we try to do here in telling stories, just great football stories. In the long run, we're here to preserve the game. George Halas, the old Chicago Bears owner and founder of the NFL, gave us the nickname Keepers of the Flame. We take that title seriously. We want to preserve and show for future generations what the game was like and how it was built.
Nearly 3,000 miles away from the home of the 49ers, a monument to the game of football resides. Within the walls of this 200,000-square-foot facility, the world's most comprehensive collection of football footage is stored, not to mention one of the greatest collections of sports memorabilia outside of any museum. It is the home to NFL Films, which was started in 1962 by Hall of Fame contributor Ed Sable. NFL Films was not created to cover the sport as it is televised. Rather, it was created to tell stories, evoke emotion, and see football through more of a Hollywood lens. Through the course of its nearly six decades in existence, NFL Films has garnered over 100 Emmy Awards spanning from cinematography to direction. Its music, imagery, and storytelling have captivated audiences across the globe. Original scores are composed and performed in custom studios by renowned orchestras. And the Internal Film Vault hosts the greatest collection of sport film on the planet. The production company's vault is home to over 1 million feet of film housed in over 50,000 canisters, including every game since 1949. Every championship game since 1933, and even an 1894 Princeton-Rutgers game shot by Thomas Edison himself.
There's really no place like NFL Films when it comes to really cataloging and chronicling an entire sport in all of its existence. Keep in mind that for years and years and years, we've been shooting every single NFL game. We're totally separate from the networks. We shoot every NFL game with multiple cameras, so we have every play logged somewhere in our system. Think about that for a minute. Every NFL play, the enormity of that, people probably can't get their heads around. And then what we do with all that material is we produce all kinds of different films. When you think about the history of the league and all the great players, all the great personalities, there's no other company like NFL Films.
Booming voices, memorable scores, and unforgettable imagery have long been a trademark of NFL Films. And the face of the franchise has always been Steve Sable. Although Sable passed away on September 18, 2012, he is remembered to this day throughout the halls of the company he championed. His memory and even his artwork adorn the halls of the facility, but it's his philosophy that continues to permeate the people that day in and day out create outstanding work to honor his legacy. Faithful Chris Willis looks back fondly at his time with Steve.
When I was an intern, he took an interest in me. He asked me, you know, where I was from. We had that connection. His dad was a student at Ohio State, was a swimmer at Ohio State. I went to grad school at Ohio State. So we were able to talk and you were able to connect with him. Whether you're an intern, whether you've been at the company 20 years, or, you know, a player, a coach, everybody sort of had a connection with Steve. And over the years, his door was always open. He loved coming in. I believe he took one vacation a year.
As a human being, he was as genuine and as open a human being as you'll ever want to meet. And that really was the starting point. I would say that Steve Sable, that his presence is felt on a daily basis in this company. Because the company, in terms of the day-to-day operation and the way everyone goes about their business, that hasn't changed. And that's because the way Steve Sable went about setting up this place and talking to people and dealing with people and allowing people to do their jobs, that permeates NFL Films on a daily basis. So I think Steve Sable's spirit is within this building all the time, and I would bet that a large, large percentage of people feel that on a daily basis.
When we were in engaged, he said, I just want you to know that the 49ers are here before you and they'll be here long after you're gone. And do not make any plans if there's a 49er game.
650 some odd games without a miss, and I don't think I've ever had a game that I didn't enjoy, win or lose. I grew up in San Francisco, and I've been a fan of the 49ers since 1946.
Over the years, I have somewhat been a lone wolf here in Jersey. I do get razzed, you know, because I do take my faithfulness really seriously. I am passionate. I have been known to, maybe get a little too wound up as I watch the games and make myself miserable after a loss or maybe happy after a win.
Chris Willis, who has been a diehard faithful since he was a young man, is also in his 20th year at NFL Films as the head of their research library. Chris's profession means that he is immersed in the history of the game every day. But that is nothing new to Chris. You see, he has been preparing for this his entire life.
Being a big football fan in Ohio, one of my other passions was reading and writing. And I got that from my mom and dad. My mom was an antique dealer. My dad owned a used bookstore for over 30 years. Besides being a football junkie, one of the other things I loved growing up was sitting in my dad's bookstore pretty much in the sports section, reading almost any football book I could. As I was growing up, the history of the game was a big passion of mine. One of my favorite eras of all of football is the 20s and 30s. I love how the game got started. I love, the sandlots and playing for $20 a game, no pads, no television, and to see where it's grown and like, oh wow, in that era they played for, $50 and you see the contracts now. So that's how I sort of gravitated towards reading and writing. I never really planned to write a book. I loved the history part, preserving that, working here at NFL Films, contributes to that passion. My first book, Old Leather, was based on interviews I did with players and fans and executives from the 20s and 30s. It was an oral history book of early pro football in Ohio, and it sort of came from some of the interviews I did here at work.
One thing led to another, and the young kid who used to sit in his dad's bookstore consuming books on the history of pro football was now authoring them.
After I finished my fourth book, I wanted a new project, sort of a different way of researching. The early days, you have to do a lot of microfilm research because there weren't a lot of people alive that played in the 20s and 30s. So I wanted a different sort of research angle. So I started looking at my favorite team. I started looking at the history of the San Francisco 49ers. And it was around end of 2011 into 2012, and I saw that the 1984 49ers team was about to celebrate its 30th anniversary. And that's one of my favorite teams. That team went 15-1. It sort of rolled through the season. And then had a great playoff run and defeated, the great Dan Marino in Super Bowl 19. And I was like, wouldn't it be great to interview the players and coaches from that team and sort of preserve their story of that season? Instead of going to the Stone Age and doing the 20s and 30s again, I chose the 1984 49ers as my next book project.
So Chris was able to connect with the team, starting with one of the players from that year, linebacker Keena Turner. Turner, who now acts as the vice president of football affairs for the franchise, was a direct and willing pipeline for Chris Willis and aided in his journey to reach out to the men who were part of that nearly perfect season.
The one thing I found out in the process was this was a great bunch of players. They gave me their time, and a lot of them had great stories about that year. I mean, Roger Craig told me that going to training camp was heaven, and he actually had a smile on his face when he said it. And this is when they were doing the two-a-days, and Walsh's practices and meetings were all day. I actually talked to Jim Fonhorst and Keith Fonhorst. You had the two brothers there, about 6 years apart from each other. So this was a unique experience for them, and they were both insightful of this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be able to play together. They had a bad taste in their mouth in 1983 when they lost to the Redskins. They thought they should have been in the Super Bowl that year, and they dedicated that whole season to getting back to the Super Bowl and to come from one play almost from being perfect, you know, those stories were just priceless.
On their back. Game ball. Woo! Dominate, baby. Dominate. Coach Bill Walsh.
It was just a wonderful experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Well, faithful to me means that you just believe. It doesn't make any difference what the situation is, good or bad. You just believe. You don't waver. It doesn't make any difference if it's the worst day or the best day.
Holding true to his word, this accomplished author and historian flies the flag of faithfulness on a weekly basis, although he does so in his own special way.
After a big win, I don't gloat, so as we come in the building here on Mondays, it's usually after a 49er loss that I wear the colors. I think it's easier to, after a win, to get a little bit hyped, but a lot of times when the Niners lose, that's when I need to show the support a little bit more and wear the colors.
As the season progresses and his faithfulness grows, here's to hoping that after every game, Chris Willis can be seen in the halls of NFL films without a shred of red and gold clothing on.
When I was born, they put me in red and gold, and I've been here ever since. Every Sunday was circled around a family event around the 49ers games, no matter if they're playing the Detroit Lions, Seattle Seahawks. Boo. Our family just rallied around them. Let's put some food around the table. Let's make sure that we watch the red and gold play. There's nothing better than watching 49er football. That's why I'm faithful. My name is Adam, and I've been faithful since 85.
Members of the faithful, as you can see, we love telling a good story. Trust us to share yours by reaching out to 49ers Studios at fns@49ers.com.
A couple years ago, when Rob Alberino set up shop with the 49ers at 49ers Studio, he gave me a call. I had known Rob here. He worked a couple years here at NFL Films. And he said, I'm taking this new job in San Francisco. And, you know, I want it to be great. Can you help me? And I was more than willing to help. Got, you know, some highlights together, some print material. We have one of the best libraries here. So, you know, I was able to put sort of a care package together. And he was very grateful for that. And not that I was, partial, you know, but anything for the 49ers, but anything for the NFL family. It was my pleasure to sort of help the 49ers get started with their studio.